Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate July 29th. The crew of Apollo 15 had a spectacular view. The astronauts landed at the edge of a deep canyon near the base of some of the tallest mountains on the moon. For scientists, the site offered a chance to study several eras of lunar geology. Dave Scott, Jim Irwin, and Al Warden headed for the moon on July 26, 1971.
4, 3, 2, 1, all engines running. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff.
They entered lunar orbit 50 years ago today, aboard their command module, Endeavour.
Hello, Houston. The Endeavour is on station with cargo, and what a fantastic sight.
Beautiful news. Romantic, isn't it?
The next day, Scott and Irwin boarded the lunar module, Falcon, and headed for the surface.
8 feet minus 1. Contact. Bam. Okay, Houston, the Falcon is on the plane at Hadley.
Roger, roger, Falcon.
The site was ringed by the Apennine Mountains, which are almost 3 miles high. They formed when an asteroid slammed into the moon 4 billion years ago. Shockwaves piled up layers of rock, so geologists hoped the base of the mountains might offer samples of the moon's early crust. The site also offered details on the impact. Falcon landed at the edge of Hadley Rill, a canyon a mile wide and a quarter of a mile deep. It probably formed when a lava tube collapsed, so it offered a chance to study recent volcanic activity at one of the most spectacular sites on the moon. More tomorrow. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.